I think there was a genuine sense of surprise among those critics who'd written us off as little more than clothes horses, and we were capable of playing and performing live to such a level. Spandau Ballet's Only When You Leave from 1984, celebrating 40 years of the unforgettable fire by U2 next. A far more atmospheric album than the previous War, The Unforgettable Fire was at the time the band's most dramatic change in direction. The album's title is a reference to an art exhibit about the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, and it features atmospheric sounds and lyrics that lead vocalist Bono describes as sketches. Pride in the Name of Love and MLK, a lyrical tribute to Martin Luther King. Love from their album The Unforgettable Fire. I'm celebrating albums that turn 40 this year. Next up is Arena from Duran Duran. The album featured most of the band's big hits in a live environment, as well as some album tracks from Rio and Seven and the Ragged Tiger, and a new studio track, The Wild Boys, which was produced by Nile Rodgers.
got sirens for a welcome. There's blood stain for your pain, and your telephone been ringing while you're dancing in the rain. While Louis wonder where is glory, where is all you angels? Now the finger has a bell, 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 and lovers war with arrows over secrets they can tell. They try.
Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog, I spent beat too much till you spend.
That's Born in the USA from Bruce Springsteen, the title track of his album that turns 40 this year. It was recorded with the E Street Band and producers Chuck Plotkin and John Landau over the course of several years, and it became one of the best-selling albums of all time, with worldwide sales of over 30 million copies. Moving back to a UK band now, with the debut album from The Smiths. It was well received by critics and listeners and reached number 2 on the UK album chart, staying on the chart for 33 weeks. This is What Difference Does It Make?
All men have secrets and here is mine, so let it be known. For we have been through hell and high tide, I think I can rely on you. And yet you start to recoil, heavy words are so lightly thrown. But still I leap in front of a flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make? It makes none, but now you have gone, and you must be looking very old tonight. The devil will find work for idle hands to do. I stole and I lied, and why? Because you asked me to. But now you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got 2 hands. But I'm still fond of you. Oh, so what difference does it make? Oh, what difference does it make?
Anthony Behrman on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM.
Is the hardest part when memories ring.
Say So Much from Elton John, from his album Breaking Hearts, which turns 40 this year. That album would be the last to feature all core members of the classic Elton John band lineup playing their instruments. That track was the last song on the album. I've got a debut album up next by Nick Kershaw. It's spawned 4 singles, including Dancing Girls and the title track Human Racing. Several songs like Drum Talk were based around improvisation, but other songs like I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me had a political message, reflecting a satirical view of politics and the threat of war.
40 wings in the lobby, make my energy and deep into our favourite hobby, searching for an enemy.
Sweeter than blue jeans. She got a police bike.
Bowie with Blue Jean from his album that turns 40 this year, Tonight. That was his 16th studio album, largely co-written with Iggy Pop, and the title track featured vocals by Tina Turner. Hello, I'm Xanthi Behrmann, and this is a special Greaty show on Phoenix FM celebrating albums that turn 40 this year. And would you believe the original soundtrack from Footloose is 40 this year? The original 9-track album contained the song Footloose by Kenny Loggins, Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams, and Almost Paradise, a duet by Ann Wilson and Mike Reno. The film starred Kevin Bacon, Laurie Singer, and John Lithgow.
It's another banger.
Yeah.
'cause what he does so well. Makes me want to yell, let's give us a boy. Ah, let's give a boy a hey, yeah. Let's hear it from my baby. You know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one-man show.
Footloose, we had Kenny Loggins with the title track, and that was Denise Williams. Let's hear it for the boy. Bronski Beat's The Age of Consent turns 40 this year. A great album of dance-orientated synth-pop music with Jimmy Somerville's soaring tenor. Many of the tracks deal with homophobia and alienation, none more eloquently than Small Town Boy.
FM.
Why from Bronski Beat. Now, Madonna wrote six songs on her second album, Like a Virgin, which was produced by Nile Rodgers. This is the title track that went to number one in the US and number three here. Can you believe this is 40 years old?
Baby,
Wowie, there we go. 2 hours of celebration of albums that turn 40 this year. And I'm going to leave you with Purple Rain from Prince and the Revolution, the soundtrack album to the film of the same name, which was developed to showcase Prince's talents and contains several concert sequences. The film won an Oscar for Best Original Score, and this is the opening track. I'm Xanthi Behrman. This is Great Ease on Phoenix FM. Thank you so much for your company. I'll see you very soon.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. A letter of word trying to bridge for hell. That's a mighty long time, but I'm in the same.
Behrman on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. Purple rain.
it up, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.